It's one thing for a video that's, say, a minute long to go viral. Well, in China, a documentary that runs 104 minutes is gripping the nation. It's about China's severe air pollution. The film has been viewed more than 200 million times since this past weekend. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing on the woman behind this internet sensation.
Chai Jing was an investigative reporter and anchor at state broadcaster China Central Television. Last year, she quit her job to take care of her daughter, who was treated for a benign tumor. In the documentary, she describes how difficult it was to explain to her daughter why she shouldn't go outdoors.
In Beijing in 2014, I could only take her out when the air was good. There were 175 polluted days last year. That means that for half of the year, I had no choice but to keep her at home, shut in like a prisoner.
Chai used $160,000 of her own money to make the documentary. It's called Under the Dome, the same title as a Stephen King novel. Chai Jing asks some tough questions about the politics and economics behind the smog. She interviews local officials who protect polluting industries because they create jobs. Chai doesn't explicitly criticize China's model of economic development, nor does she call for China's leaders to be held accountable for their policies. She makes it clear, though, that pollution is one cost of rapid industrialization that China can no longer put off paying.
10 years ago, I asked what that smell in the air was, and I got no answer. Now I know. It's the smell of money.
In the film, Chai travels to Los Angeles and London to learn how those cities cleaned up their air. She concludes that China can do it too, and that its citizens should get involved.
Even the strongest governments on Earth cannot clean up pollution by themselves. They must rely on each ordinary person, like you and me, on our choices and on our will.
Ma Jun agrees. He's director of the Beijing-based Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs. He calls Chai's documentary a wake-up call for China, comparable to An Inconvenient Truth, the 2006 documentary about climate change. He explains why China's government has so far not silenced Chai.
One reason such a hard-hitting film that touched on deeply rooted problems was allowed to be widely disseminated is its positive direction, which gives people hope and confidence.
Chai has declined interview requests, except for one, from the website of the official People's Daily newspaper. That website aired the documentary until Wednesday, when it disappeared without explanation. It's still viewable elsewhere in China. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.